Welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, February 19th, 2020. Fight for your freedom. So our democracy roars into action again tonight in Las Vegas with a debate among the presidential hopefuls for the Democratic Party. And there's a little drama, as you read in my message of the day, I hope, because Michael Bloomberg makes his first appearance. Now, I expect that the five candidates opposed to Michael Bloomberg, Biden, Buttigieg, Sanders, Klobuchar, and Warren, will all attack poor Mike. Maybe not Klobuchar, but, you know, Warren's going to be the lead person to try to cut Mike's throat, figuratively, not literally. Biden, I don't even know if Joe knows that Mike will be there, but when he finds out, he's not going to be happy. Sanders, wait till you see Sanders. So the dynamic is very interesting. Then you have NBC doing the debate. Now, NBC, according to Sanders' campaign, wants Sanders to lose. They want Mayor Bloomberg to win the nomination. NBC does. Makes sense. I did the map last night. If Sanders runs against Trump as things stand now, Trump wins 40 states out of the 50. Maybe 38. You know, there's a lot of liberal states like Hawaii, Massachusetts, Vermont, he'd win his home state, places like that. But in the Midwest, the South, the Upper Midwest, the Southwest, no way Bernie Sanders is going to win. Not on a socialistic platform. I talked to Sean Hannity on the radio about that today, and I didn't get my main point out because we had so much to talk about with the pardons and all of that. And I don't even care about the pardons, but I'll get to them. But Bernie Sanders is going to get whacked as things stand now. And I'll get into that a little bit more today. So Bloomberg is there, and Lester Holt, Chuck Todd, Hallie Jackson, Vanessa Hauck, John Ralston. They have to ask Bloomberg hard questions. Bloomberg is going to get most of the questions, but they're not going to follow up. You're not going to see somebody going and say, hey, you know, if you didn't have $60 billion, you wouldn't be standing on this stage. And it's true. Now, it's legal to buy the presidency if you spend your own money. And you can't stop someone from doing that if you want to obey the Constitution. He's got the freedom to spend his own money on what he wants to spend it on. Now, you could have limits, campaign limits, but the Supreme Court says, no, that's a violation of freedom of speech. All right? So Bloomberg, you know, you can accuse him of whatever you want to accuse him of. He's there, and he's ready to spend $2 billion, already spent $300 million. Okay. The far left hates Bloomberg. I'm going to give you four. Washington Post, this guy Greg Sargent, you know, way out there on the left. Quote, if Bloomberg successfully overwhelms the process with his personal financial firepower, it will deeply stain Democrats' claim to being the party arrayed against big money corruption of our politics. Barack Obama raised so much money. How can you possibly write something like that? But they don't care. I mean, these people don't care. Now, the New Republic is a far-left magazine. It says Bloomberg's authoritarianism, like his long history of sexist behavior, was a known fact before he launched his presidential bid. While his defenders and voters spent the 2000s ignoring evidence of the latter, they often accepted the former, many even approved of it. So he's authoritarian and a sexist. More in the New Republic. The Bloomberg candidacy is nothing less than a self-destruct button for the Democratic Party. Though the far left, they hate him. They don't want him. I told Hannity on the radio, if Bloomberg were to get the nomination over Bernie Sanders, I think about 15 to 20% of Sanders supporters wouldn't show up to vote. That's my estimate. That would give Trump the election. As far as minorities are concerned, I don't see the appeal that Michael Bloomberg has to the minority community, but I'd have to study that a little bit more. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast. where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Okay, what does undermine the justice system is if a good man like Attorney General Barr quits. And you know the controversy between President Trump and Barr. Roll tape.
He said that your comments on Twitter are making it impossible to do his job. Are you making his job impossible?
Yeah, I do make his job harder. I do agree with that. I think that's true. He's a very straight shooter. We have a great Attorney General, and he's working very hard. And he's working against a lot of people that don't want to see good things happen, in my opinion.
All right. So I told you earlier this week that this was not a death-defying controversy. So the Washington Post writes yesterday that anonymous sources tell its reporters that Barr may quit. I read the article. It's bogus. I don't believe a word of it. But this is what the Washington Post and the New York Times do. They want to hurt Trump. They want Barr to quit, really want him to quit, because he's overseeing the Durham investigation. If Barr quits, that investigation totters. So that's what the Washington Post and New York Times want. They don't want James Comey indicted, which could happen. Now, I know all about McCabe, that Barr didn't bring charges against McCabe, and I'm waiting until Barr testifies in March in front of the House committee, because I'm sure Republicans are going to ask him, why'd you do that? If the Inspector General of the Justice Department said he lied, why did you not bring charges? And Barr's going to have to give an answer. But I'm not going to speculate on what that answer might be. We've already raised with Brett Tallman on Monday the specter that maybe a deal was cut of some kind. I don't know. But Barr himself, I do not believe that Barr will quit. I do not believe that Trump will push it any further. Okay? About Stone, Roger Stone. When Roger Stone gets sentenced, Trump will pardon him. And the reason is that Trump believes the reason Stone and Flynn are even looking at jail time is because of this illegal Russian collusion situation.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
All right, let's get on to the mail. On the message board, Susan says, I agree that things are getting out of control with Sanders supporters. Those are the Bernie bros. The question is, why has Bernie said absolutely nothing about it? That's not true, Susan. Senator Sanders has said anybody who follows him should not be bullying anybody else or pushing them around. So let's be fair. Sanders is aware that the Bernie bros are out of control. He can't control them. They will not listen to him. But he has said, my supporters should not do that. Jay Zayas, I would love to attend the Who Wants to Be President live show. Can you elaborate on what the show is going to be? I am from Miami. Any chance you might bring a show down here? There is a chance I will come to Miami. It is on our list. All right. We're going to be in Fort Wayne, Indiana on the 12th of June. So everybody in the area, it's a big area, come on in. I've streamed my shows before. All I can tell you is I bloviate. It's kind of funny. At least I hope you're enjoying it. And then we do a 40-minute Q&A, stuff you want to know. It's a good show, runs about 2 hours long. Fort Wayne is locked down. Charlotte, North Carolina, I will be there the night before the convention. The Republican convention opens in Charlotte in August. Miami, as I said, we're looking at. I'm not sure yet about Miami. Long Island, I am going to do another show, probably in early October. and we're looking at a few other venues. Haven't locked them down yet. But it's worth coming, I think. We do, after the shows, we do, we have people in the lobby saying, was it worth it? And like 100% go, yes. If it isn't worth it, I want to know. Michael Lumichio, Poughkeepsie, New York. With Mike Bloomberg spending a tremendous amount of money, is there an economic impact because of all the money that is being spent by him? Yes. The media companies are making a fortune because he's buying time. So the media companies, Disney, Comcast, CBS, they get a lot of money. I'm going to be tweeting tonight during the debate, and we'll analyze it right here tomorrow.